Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, no spoilers, I promise, but I like to give my movie reviews, and I have been very highly in anticipation of the Jurassic Park movie, The World Dominion, one of the, is it their sixth in the series or seventh? I don't know. And it's because I really, really love the 1993 movie. I thought that movie was fantastic. It was earth-shattering. It was novel. It was creative. And then, like with every other franchise, they ruin it. And then they have these stupid movies and these stupid sequels that come out, and you don't know what the heck is going on. And so I wanted to see this one because it brought back some of the old-school characters. Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, as well as Chris Pratt and Ron Howard's daughter, I forget her, Bryce Dallas Howard, I forget her name, and some other people that they introduced into the series. So I was kind of looking forward to it. And I honestly think it is time that that series goes extinct. It's just too much. And the problem is, which I'm having maybe post-COVID movies are kind of stinking these days. The problem I have is what were the writers thinking? They could have gone so many places with the movie. And instead, they just keep going back to the lab. Nobody cares about the lab. You could have the dinosaurs roam the earth. You could have them interfere with airplanes. You could take the dinosaurs and use them like the Transformers to fight, you know, Putin and his army. There is so much they could have done. You know, and no. It's like, well, you know, let's go back to the lab. It's like they went back to the 1993 movie and said, this is the only one that was really successful, so let's try to rehash the story, make it a little similar, let's stick a kid in the movie, which was, I think, really, I thought the kid did great, but really displaced, but they completely forgot, and they completely messed up what Jurassic Park's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be bringing fiction and science. So what was so cool in 1993 was you had a T-Rex, you had a Velociraptor. Well, they were bringing up all these dinosaur names that I think was made up. There's something called a Gigantosaurus. Are you kidding me? Now, my son said that was real. I'm like, there is no way a Giganto-Giglio-Googly-Eye-Saurus is real. Well, I guess I looked it up. It is real. So they did bring up, it's called a Gigantosaurus carolini, like sweet Caroline. And then you have the Tyrannosaurus rex. The Gigantosaurus had a skull length of 6 feet versus the T-Rex 5. They only had 3 fingers on the hands, whereas the Tyrannosaurus rex only had 2 fingers. The height at the hips was 12 feet as opposed to the T-Rex 10 feet. It was about 47 feet long as opposed to a T-Rex 40 feet long. It weighed about 8 tons compared to 5 tons, so I guess it is a Gigantosaurus. They had a slicing action with their teeth as opposed to T-Rex, a crushing action. They had a small banana-shaped brain, whereas a T-Rex's brain was larger. But they didn't even live at the same time. See, in this movie, they had a Gigantosaurus and a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the same scene. Okay, I knew that was fake. There is no way that happened because a T-Rex was alpha. And they say here that the Gigantosaurus, this is going to EnchantedLearning.com, was around 100 million years ago, whereas the T-Rex was 68 million years ago, and on different continents. Gigantosauruses roamed South America, whereas the T-Rex roamed North America. So I'm like, at least give us some scientific accuracy in these movies. Do you want to know some of the names of the dinosaurs in this movie? This is ridiculous. Okay, they had in the movie an Allosaurus, an Ankylosaurus, an Apatosaurus, a Ghost Atrociraptor, a Baryonyx, a Brachiosaurus. Now, I've heard of Brachiosaurus. A Carnotaurus, a Dilophosaurus. These sound so made up. A giant locust. Okay, that's not too exciting. They had a Moraceratus, a Mosasaurus, like a mimosa. They had a had a Mosasaurus. The Mosasaurus was drinking alcohol the whole time. They had a Quetzalcoatlusosaurus. They had a Stegosaurus. I know about Stegosauruses. They had a Triceratops. And then they had a Velociraptor. And then, actually, that was the only good part. There was a little baby Velociraptor. So, like Baby Yoda, you're like, oh, my God, it's a little baby Velociraptor. You want to give it kissies. Other than that, honestly, people, just put the whole series and franchise to rest. We have a real post-COVID creative problem where it looks like the writers don't know what the hell to do. And they try to live off of an old franchise. And they got us. I mean, they suckered me into paying $6 for that ticket because I did a Regal Day sale. Did I want to spend $15 on the ticket? No. So they did get me to go to the movies because I like dinosaurs and I like being scared. But, you know, don't be giving us a bunch of made-up dinosaurs. And even if the names aren't made up, they sound made up. Don't be putting two dinosaurs from opposite times, millions of years separated, in the same scene. Don't be trying to recreate a love story. I mean, Sam Neill was great, but you couldn't see around his prostate. I mean, he was just so... Sorry. But you could see they kind of forced him to do some Indiana Jones type stuff. And I'm like, let the man, you know, age gracefully. He's had a fantastic, decorated career. Don't thrust him into a movie that he helped you make popular just to try to make some more money on this. It just, it seemed like he was uncomfortable and his arthritis was flaring up. And I'm a big Sam Neill fan. It just didn't seem, Laura Dern said she didn't want to wear makeup because she didn't want to be like a sexified scientist. And so there was a little bit of politics, but not much. So I have to give it a thumbs up for that. But don't be making up giganto, giglio, googly-eyed mimosasauruses, right, for my, you know, benefit. Just, I think the series needs to go extinct. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, Daniel Osiris. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it on the Dr. Dolly Osiris Show. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. A Dolly Osiris would probably have a real big booty, you know, definitely googly eyes. And, you know, leans to the right. Okay, so Biden is going to ask Congress to pause the federal gas tax for 3 months. Experts think the oil companies are just going to pocket the savings. I don't know how much that's going to really help. They think it might shave off about 18 cents a gallon. The problem is it's going up that much per week anyway in my neck of the woods, so I think, you know, we're going to have to do a little bit more than that, but I'll take it. I mean, I'll you know, the less taxes, the better, especially since a lot of us don't like where our tax dollars are going to anyway. So President Joe Biden, after months of having time to decide, I guess, finally got around to it, and said he is going to call on Congress to pass a 3-month suspension of the federal gas tax to help combat record pump prices. He's going to also ask states to temporarily suspend state fuel taxes, which are often higher than federal rates. He's also going to challenge major oil companies to come to a meeting with his energy secretary on Thursday with ideas on how to bring back idled refining capacity. Didn't we suggest reopening up some pipelines? And didn't we already give him some suggestions about a year ago? So in a speech at the White House, he's going to ask that the federal gas tax, which is about 18 cents per gallon of gasoline and 24 cents per gallon of diesel, to be lifted through the end of September, which would be just ahead of the midterm elections. Many vulnerable Democrats, I think, are going to like this. But, you know, interestingly, Barack Obama was not a fan of it. Back in 2008, Barack Obama called it a gimmick. He said at the time, and he didn't, you know, he said that this was back in 2008, that it's a gimmick to save Americans half a tank of gas over the summer so that the lawmakers could, quote, say they did something. Obama said back in 2008, we don't know that the oil companies will actually pass on the savings. So you're saving 5% in terms of the gas tax. It's not clear what would prevent the oil companies from just jacking up prices 5%. So you end up giving them more money. Well, just like Obamacare gave insurance companies more money. I mean, if he was that privy to the racket, then why did he push through the ACA? Because that's exactly what happened. Insurance companies charged more because they were getting more money from the government. The savings did not pass on to us. In fact, we paid more. Things got more expensive under the ACA. I mean, if Obama figured that out when it came to the fuel tax and gas tax, then don't you think he would have been savvy to what would have happened with the ACA getting passed? So he said, so you end up giving them more money, and we've drained the Highway Trust Fund. Now this is the problem with Washington. We're facing a situation where oil prices could hit $200 a barrel. Obama had said in 2008, oil companies like Shell and BP just reported record profits for the quarter, and were arguing over a gimmick to save you half a tank of gas over the course of an entire summer so that everyone in Washington could pat themselves on the back and say that they did something. So apparently they didn't do that, if I remember correctly, in 2008. So, where we are now is our gas prices are a hell of a lot more expensive than they were back then. Now I think our average price, did we already hit $5 a gallon? Let me see if I have, let me pull up the Triple A site. Triple A site is fantastic with this, by the way. It lets you know every state. It gives you the overall. Okay, so the national average is 4.955. Alaska's already over 560 a regular. Now, this is regular. Okay, I mean, you're looking at premium. Alaska's already at about $6. I live in Nevada. So I'm at about 580 to 590 for mid-grade. And they say right here it's anywhere from $5.62 to $6.05. I told you guys, in my neck of the woods, we're already higher. This stinks. Why in Nevada? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. California, one of the highest rates. California is already at $6.37 a gallon, going up to $6.71 for diesel, almost $7 a gallon. So the West has hit a lot harder than the Gulf states and the Midwest. So, you know, if Biden does this, I'm going to support it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, every little bit helps, honestly. But, you know, our gas price issue is really complex. And I'm still confused. So, you know, part of our price, distribution and marketing, is about 10 to 14%. The refining costs and profits are about 25%. The federal and state taxes make up 22%, but the cost of crude oil is the majority of it. And that's about anywhere from 43 to 56% of when we pay regular grade gasoline. And then if a state is farther from the refinery, it ends up costing more. Depending on supply and demand, production, state environmental fees, There's the franchisee, station owner, profit margins. They're allowed to get some profit because they have to hire workers. They have to pay, you know, rent. Now they're in a pickle because if they want to attract customers, they need to then show that their gas is cheaper than, but they also can't, I thought that there were some sort of laws in place where you can't charge an ungodly lower amount. Wasn't there one company that got sued because they were charging so much cheaper and they had to roughly charge, it depends on state laws, you know, roughly what the gas is in the area. I mean, Costco could charge less, Sam's Club could charge less, but I guess there was one gas station that was trying to charge a lot less to get customers, and they got in trouble. I think they got sued. That was a story we talked about a couple weeks ago. California needs you to use cleaner gas blends, so that makes the prices go up. Summer blend fuels are more expensive than winter because they minimize evaporation, so summer gas prices usually go up. But interestingly, there's an Arizona couple at the CK Food Mart in Phoenix, Arizona, and they have lowered their price to $4.99 a gallon. Now, let me see where Arizona's at. Okay, so they're in Arizona. So Arizona is, just for a regular, is $5.35 a gallon, or $5.36. Well, this couple is only charging $4.99 a gallon. According to the gas station's co-owner, Ramandeep Kaur, said, whoever comes here to visit, they come to our store to see us because they say we are reading your articles, the news, and we really want to see if this is happening. And he said, the phone calls are coming all over, and it's really heartwarming. So they are offering 60 cents below the average price in Phoenix. He said, my community, my neighborhood needs help. They are making an impact on their wallet and their hearts. Not sure how they're able to do that. And it still stinks that people have to still pay about $5 a gallon. But the fact that they're able to do it, you know, and they're probably just eating into all their profits. It's a small, quaint, family-owned business. Customers said, so I know I really appreciate it. I drive for a living, so every little bit helps. So not sure how they're able to pull that off, but they are. So they're, which is a nice, and by the way, I'm seeing some amazing things out there. I'm seeing people do amazing things, helping others, paying it forward, buying other people a tank of gas. I mean, that's $120 sometimes, buying somebody a tank of gas. So it's pretty, pretty nice. But, you know, if I could find out, you know, how long they're doing this for, I'll let you guys know. There's a mobile food mart off of Hayden and McKellips. I used to live off of Hayden Road. Their cash price for unleaded is $5.19, which is also cheaper than the average in Maricopa County. You know, who knows? It's pay it forward. I think it's really cool that people are doing this. But you could still see there's still basic costs that they can't get it below, you know, long-term, $5 a gallon. So we'll see what happens with Biden. We'll see where this goes. I'm pretty sure it'll pass. I mean, I think bipartisanly it's pretty popular. But we've let ourselves become very reliant on other countries. We aren't very energy independent. We can't afford electric cars. Electric cars are tens of thousands of dollars more than what we could afford. I mean, I wanted to buy a Tesla. I can't afford that. So, you know, here we are dealing with high gas. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
About to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will call on Congress in a speech Wednesday to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes until the end of September. Tim Stewart on Fox News is with the U.S. Oil and Gas Association.
It's an unserious solution to a serious problem.
The Uvalde school shooting was a complete disaster. Very young children were murdered and response by law enforcement was an abject failure. DPS Director Steve McCraw.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
Waiting on a key for an unlocked door delayed law enforcement for well over an hour. It was revealed in the Texas Senate Tuesday. The Senate advanced and is poised to vote on gun control laws this week. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court announced Wednesday morning they will be adding Friday this week to give opinions. This as Roe versus Wade is still in waiting. Fresh news from the National Association of Realtors showed that the spring selling season was slow this year, with sales in May down 8.6% from last year. Let's get more information on the Uvalde school shooting investigation.
The Lieutenant Governor of Texas isn't happy about some new information that has been revealed about the Uvalde shooting.
What is most alarming about the testimony that Director McCraw gave was this information that that door was never locked, likely never locked, because it was the strike plate that didn't work.
Republican Dan Patrick, reacting to remarks from Texas Department of Public Safety Colonel Steve McGraw, who says he doesn't believe the shooter had time to lock the Robb Elementary door last month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I like vitamins. I don't recommend them on the show. I don't have a favorite brand. I don't push them. I don't make money off of them. But I like taking my vitamins because have you guys seen these things? Check this out. Check this out. They look sugary. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me open these up. Okay. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Where I have an open bottle somewhere. Okay. Well, I got these. These I don't like because they aren't sugary. They're these gummies. And I get a little bit of heartburn with these, but I like these multivitamins with the omega-3s and they have like a little sugar. They're like really yummy. I don't know why. Where's my open one? Okay. Well, anyway. So I do take a multivitamin daily, and it's because I'm a little over 29 years old, And I don't think I get all the nutrition in that I should, because I think the land around me has been farmed. I don't think the fertilizer has enough good poo-poo nutrients. And I think that a lot of our food is bleached out of, I mean, what used to be a very ripe, you know, bright tomato, now, to me, I think it's like genetically engineered and you know, maybe weakened. And so I like to supplement just in case my foods don't have enough vitamins. But I don't tell you guys to go and pop a bunch of vitamins, because I am still not convinced that the data is there. For decades, we were told that you don't recommend widespread vitamins. You recommend eating the fruits and vegetables, eating the balanced diet. If you can't eat a balanced diet, you can maybe go to the vitamins, but this does not substitute, and they might not even work. And then, you know, years ago on my show, I told you how some of these vitamins might put you at higher risk for heart disease, where there was a study where some of these calcium supplements women were taking were putting them at higher risk for heart disease. Maybe the chalky substance was adding to the arteriosclerotic plaques. I have to be personally very, very careful with vitamin C tablets, because I get kidney stones. So some of these tablets, these very chalky tablets, can affect your kidneys. So your body is designed for natural. Your body knows how to take an onion or an apple or a piece of broccoli or jicama and extract the nutrients out of that, absorb it, and take what it needs. When you make a sugary gummy, you might be giving the body some vitamins, but this isn't how your body is designed to absorb. And so this week, we got some guidance from the USPSTF, United States Preventative Task Force, saying, look, we're still not recommending widespread vitamin and supplement use. So according to the JAMA Network, which this was published, the USPSTF, based on data, recommends against the use of beta-carotene or vitamin E supplements for the prevention of cardiovascular disease or cancer. That got a D recommendation, saying no, the risks outweigh the benefits. The USPSTF concludes that the current evidence is insufficient to assess the balance of benefits and harms of basic multivitamin supplements for the prevention of heart disease or cancer. So that got an I statement. And the USPSTF concludes that the current evidence is insufficient to assess the balance and benefits and harms of the use of single or paired nutrient supplements other than beta-carotene or vitamin E for the prevention of cardiovascular disease or cancer. So the multi-billion dollar industry of vitamins to prevent cancer, to prevent heart disease, to make us better, is not being supported by the USPSTF. That's huge. Not shocking. That's why on my show, I don't tell you guys to take a multivitamin every day. I never have, because it was never recommended. Now, if you eat like crap, you might want to consider, but I would rather you guys quit eating like crap. I would rather you get the vitamins, you get the vegetables in, you juice, you eat healthy food. But if your breakfast is an Egg McMuffin, and your lunch is a Big Mac, and your dinner is frozen pizza, you might need to find some other ways to supplement your nutrition. So why would the USPSTF not just say, look, guys, just take a vitamin. You got nothing to lose. Well, because I think a lot of people are putting too much weight into these things. I hear people all the time say, oh, yeah, I could just have, you know, tequila shots tonight for dinner because I took my vitamins. These are not meal substitutes. Your body is designed where it needs carbohydrates. It needs fat. It needs protein. It needs essential amino acids. It needs a slew of vitamins. And when you think that humans could bottle that up and put it into a capsule that's cobalt blue, and that the body will accept it just like it's anything that's natural and God made or nature made, you're wrong. And there are side effects to some of these supplements. Now, notwithstanding, this is not talking about like vitamin D supplementation. If you are low in vitamin D, you're going to need to take vitamin D. If you are low in B12, you're probably going to need B12 shots. If you are at higher risk for osteoporosis, then you might need to supplement your calcium. We prefer dietary calcium, but for some of you, you might have to be taking calcium pills. But this USPSTF task force recommendation is for the general population, for people saying, I just need to load up on vitamins and pop the gummies. And now that they're making these so yummy, people are overdosing on them. They're taking 2, 3, 4 at a time. I remember I was craving something sugary. And I'm like, I need something sugary. And there was nothing in the house, no chocolate, nothing. So I took an extra vitamin. Okay, that's not what they're supposed to be there for. So, you know, they say you need to get about 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. 5 to 9. And some of you are like, okay, well, I'll just eat a bunch of grapes. No, it has to be vegetables. You need to get, you know what I do is I get those little vegetable trays, and I get they're expensive, I get that. But at least they're raw. So I could get some raw vegetables in me. I'll just chew on them, and I'll get them in me. I know a lot of you guys don't like vegetables, but you've got to get these vegetables in. In fact, you'll lose weight. You know, rather than eating the hamburger, just get some vegetables in you and then decide to go to lunch or then decide to go to dinner. But our supplement industry is huge, and because it's huge, you get bombarded with a lot of advertising. There's some fancy labels. There's some cute pictures. I mean, look at this. It's a bright green. They have bright colors. They make it look like you're getting all these fruits and vegetables. And they make it look like it's in a medicine sort of container, so you feel like you're getting something medicinal. This is packaging, people. Just like this, it's packaging. Now, talk to your medical provider. If your medical provider says, look, Bob, you eat like crap, as far as I'm concerned, every little bit helps. It seems to be balancing you. I'm fine with it. Then you and your medical provider can move forward. But in terms of, are you going to be able to prevent the heart attack by taking a vitamin? The USPSTF is correct. You're probably not. If you have a high lipid diet, if you have bad genes, if you have diabetes, if you have stress, if you smoke, one vitamin a day isn't going to probably prevent it. Same thing with cancer. So we wish we could just pop a pill and make all our troubles go away. But you've got to eat healthy. You have the quote-unquote pills. It's what nature's given us. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC, the D-A-L-I. So while hearings and investigations are undergoing with the Uvalde shooting and the response that occurred from law enforcement, some new photos have emerged showing police there, ready to go, wanting to go in there. And the perceived confusion as to why they couldn't go in and why it took them, almost an hour? 46 minutes? Until police were able to storm the classroom and kill the shooter. You see new photos emerging showing police waiting in the hallway, One photo, taken from surveillance video at 12:04 p.m., shows police huddled behind ballistic shields just feet away from the classroom where the gunman was there and killed 19 students and two teachers. It would be another 46 minutes until the heavily armed police stormed into the classroom, and a total of 77 minutes elapsed between police arriving at the scene and their confrontation with the gunman. The photos were published by the Texas Tribune in an article which detailed the agonizing wait and questionable decisions made on the scene by Uvalde School Police Chief Pete Arredondo. According to the report, surveillance video shows that cops did not attempt to open the doors to classrooms 111 and 112, where the shooter was holed up during the standoff. This apparently contradicted Arredondo's prior claims. Some officials believe, according to Daily Mail, that the doors were not even locked because the shooter was able to enter without a key and would not have been able to lock the doors from the inside. Arredondo has said he spent much of the hour-long standoff searching for a master key. Not sure why that wouldn't be readily available in the principal's office. Also, I thought a lot of first responders have master keys to, like, you know, like the average gate, the average... I thought there's supposed to be some sort of way where, you know, they're able to break in the door or do something. And I understand. I wasn't there, and I cannot imagine what possibly could have happened. But it sounds like there was a huge breakdown, and it also, to me, sounds like there was a big cover your butt sort of plan in place while this was going on. Because, well, we can't do this because if this goes wrong, we can't do this because if this goes wrong. And I'm just wondering if part of the delay was this back and forth going, yeah, but we're going to be liable for this, or we're going to be in trouble for this, we're going to be in trouble for this. And the fear of getting sued, the fear of doing something wrong and then being faulted for it made them hesitate. And the hesitation is sadly what caused people to die even more. Uvalde's mayor defended local police, accusing state officials of conducting a smear campaign to deflect blame in the tragedy. Mayor Don McLaughlin, speaking to Uvalde residents on Tuesday night, claimed the Department of Public Safety Director Steve McGraw had continued to lie, leak, mislead, or misstate information about local cops to protect his own state troopers. He said there was no less than 8 law enforcement agencies present in the hallway leading up to the breach of the door at Robb Elementary School. Every briefing, he leaves out the number of his own officers and rangers that were on scene that day. He leaves out that during this time, every other classroom in the building was safely evacuated by Uvalde peace officers with the assistance of Border Patrol. So this came hours after Uvalde City Council voted against a leave of absence for District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, despite laying the blame at his feet for the botched response to the shooting. Arredondo reportedly commanded cops on the scene to stay put and not confront gunman Salvador Ramos after the teen barricaded himself inside a fourth grade classroom that was filled with children. Comes after Texas Department of Public Safety head Steve McGraw, speaking at a state Senate hearing yesterday, revealed Uvalde cops had enough officers on the scene to stop the gunman in his tracks. Police's response to the May 24th massacre, according to McGraw, was called a, quote, abject failure, and that there had been enough cops at the scene to stop the gunman just 3 minutes into the shooting. 3 minutes after the subject entered the west hallway, there was sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. In a scathing speech, McGraw said the district chief decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of the children. He said the only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering rooms 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children. The officers had weapons, the children had none. The officers had body armor, the children had none, he said. Said the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the past 2 decades from the Columbine massacre. So, in another bombshell revelation, McGraw revealed that the door to the classroom that Ramos had been hiding behind was never locked. So why was Arredondo's department trying to track down keys for more than an hour? Officials said they don't believe the officers tried to open the door. Well, I mean, when you look at the picture, and again, I'm not in law enforcement. For those of you in law enforcement, you probably, you know, have a much, you know, much better insight than I could share. But it almost seems like they are ready to go, but they are being held back, that they are waiting for an order. And these orders seem to be dependent on either protocol, liability, somebody's butt is going to be handed to them on a platter based on a wrong decision. But for 1 hour, 14 minutes, and 8 seconds, for children to waiting, teachers to wait, and possibly more deaths and shootings to have occurred, I mean, you know, and we know the shootings didn't happen all at once. That was the original theory, that the shooter, Salvador Ramos, walked in there, shot up a bunch of children, and then just stayed there for about an hour. And it was a hostage situation. That was what we were originally told. But there were 911 calls of kids calling and then getting shot after calling 911, 30 minutes in. So the one of the issues with this, you know, and somebody could say, well, it's because, you know, people were more worried about their lives than not. I mean, I don't think so. Those officers, to me, looked like they were ready to go. But that it was, we can't go in there because if a child gets shot with us going in there, we'll be faulted. That's the feeling I'm getting from this. That they were so afraid of the legal ramifications that they felt it safer overall to not engage. Because if they went in there, there could be children shot. Is it a lack of training? Is it a lack of experience with children hostage? What is it? I don't know. But when you look at the picture, it looks like the officers were ready to go. It looks like the officers had no problem putting their lives on the line for these kids. That's why I'm not faulting the individual officers that are standing right there by the door ready to go. It looks like they were held back. Why were they held back? What was the liability? What was the commanding officer concerned about? That if they storm in there, more kids would die and then they'd be in trouble? And again, I mean, I am, you know, I'm no expert in this. I would think, you know, their going in would distract, would possibly allow them to take out the shooter before he could hurt anybody else. But, you know, if we have in these departments all this, we gotta, you know, cross our T's and dot our I's because we could get in trouble. Sadly, this is a result of that. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.